And that is a perfect example of you don't really need to get the scoop out right away until you read the whole damn thing. Because, right. Yeah, if you mail in ballots, if they arrive after Election Day, they can still be counted. And that's a big win, and actually it's a big win for servicemen and women because a lot of times their votes do arrive.
Yeah, you just you had a different TV screen up than here.
I know, because
is it delayed?
Yes, I have to delay it.
You have to delay it, okay. Because I kept telling you something that you hadn't seen yet.
Yeah.
Because I was reading the...
Well, I have to delay it.
Yeah, so, but yeah. I was surprised by that. I figured it would be 6-3 against mail-in ballots. Do they say what the vote was?
I have 5-4.
Okay, that's 5-4? 5-4. So who were the two...
I don't know. I don't know.
They're not going to be... they're going to be ripped by...
Yeah, whatever.
C'est la vie.
My guess is it would be...
Probably Alito and Thomas.
God, no. Are you joking? No, it would be... That voted,
Alito and Thomas would say, would go along with Trump.
Yes, and well, at least two others did, too. I'm guessing the ones who didn't would be Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett.
Maybe.
Would be my guess. But it's just a guess.
Yeah, but anyway, they will allow mail-in ballot because, the Postal Service is understaffed and they took away all the new machines a couple of years ago.
But aren't you a little surprised? I am. I didn't think that would pass.
The only one I'd be surprised about is if they overturned the 14th. I don't believe they will.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
Jesus. Hold on a second, caller.
People are so excited they can't even wait.
HawkFanatic.com. Brought to you by Patrick Eads and his staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. GT Car and his crew at Supel's Building and Remodeling. Supel's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants, where they got meatloaf at Midtown, the number 2. I will be going there and picking up meatloaf tonight for supper.
There you go.
They got good meatloaf. I love meatloaf. Senior Benefits, Wells Fargo Advisors, Premier Automotive in North Liberty, the Oxyoke Inn and the Amanis, Streets Maintenance, Dr. Lance Forbes Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids, and Big Dog Tech Solutions. Hello.
I'm glad you're excited, Captain. It's John Ballmer. I just call in to say it was Chief Justice Roberts along with Amy Coney Barrett that were formed the 5-person majority with the other 3.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
What did I miss?
Yeah, well, keep you on the straight and narrow today, which I know is challenging at times.
At times.
Amy Coney Barrett went along with Roberts.
I forgot about Roberts.
You can't pigeonhole these. Some people like to pigeonhole all these justices, and they are pretty good independent thinkers. So
I think Clarence Thomas can be pigeonholed.
Yeah, and so can Alito.
Well, some can. Well, so can the liberals.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree. Yes. Yeah. So at least 5 of them can be pigeonholed. Yes, I agree. The liberals can be pigeonholed just like the other ones.
So, hey, John, I'm for the liberals.
I'm for nobody. I'm for nobody. I'm just for a united America.
All liberals all the time.
All right, I got a text.
See you later.
All right, thank you, John.
Bye. Just got a text from Stay in Your Lane, Libtard. It's from a buddy of mine, but he just texted because he's listening and he's telling us to stay in our lane. Stay in your lane, Captain.
Yeah, my lane.
We don't have a lane.
Yeah. We don't have a lane.
We're
laneless.
A news organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Chris Johnson news was sure sad. Yeah, and I know it hits with you. And when it broke yesterday about how everybody was kind of wondering what it was. I mean,
it's called sporadic ALS when you can't trace, and that's most of ALS. Where no one in your family has ever had ALS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to how people get it.
No, it's no.
God, and they're just nowhere close to a cure.
It was a double whammy with Jan because she had cancer and ALS at the same time.
And they really
time.
Are nowhere close to a cure right now, are they?
they are close to delaying.
To delaying it and monitor and being able to kind of manage it?
We were on a medication that delayed it by months.
Okay.
But that was it, maybe three
months.
And it
hits people differently.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it's really, I mean, Chris Johnson, I mean, he was one of the fastest players in the history of the NFL. I mean, he was just grease lightning. And yet, you know, it just it can hit anybody.
I mean, Jan started noticing it. I've noticed it because Jan didn't tell me. Started noticing things in actually in 22.
And what was like? What would she notice?
Her tongue felt different. Her
had nothing to do with lifting.
No.
Okay, because...
No, her face felt different.
Really?
Her tongue felt different. And didn't have a feeling, and she was slurring.
That
which
was
I
the
did,
first thing that you noticed,
I
think.
Yeah, that she was slurring.
It's interesting. A buddy of mine, his friend who lost his life in less than a year, his first symptoms, he used to be... he lifted weights every day. He just woke up one day, and he couldn't lift anything. And that was his fear, like, what's going on?
Well, Jan, I could help Jan to the restroom. And she could stand briefly, and I would, you know, but I'd help her up.
Well, how long did she live after being diagnosed?
Yeah.
At least 2.5 years, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, my buddy lived, like, 8 months.
Yeah. But I could lift her till, the Monday before she died, she said, I can't move my legs. And that's when, and I think, you know, I do think people will themselves. At that point, I think she just gave up. I don't know.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
And yeah, at some point, you know, people say, okay, I'm.
It's a horrible disease.
It is.
It is. And
the fact that they, I mean, they are making inroads, but they, I mean, it's still. It's still a huge challenge. Hopefully they can get it to where it can be. You can, I mean, remember when we thought AIDS, I mean, you get AIDS, you're done. And you, there was a time when you were done.
Yeah. Oh.
But now, I
mean, not to 100%. Get terrible,
hopefully that can be ALS 10, 15
well,
years from now.
Okay, yeah.
Or
and
even sooner,
I hate to get, sorry for getting a little political, but Harvard was the main researcher.
Yeah,
and he cut all the funds from Harvard. And Harvard has said... that they are set back with their research at least 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, that won't help.
On ALS. No, won't help
but
at all.
But you remember, though, AIDS, mid-80s, late-80s? I mean, it was so scary. I mean, especially for somebody my age.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was in college when all that stuff started happening. And then now, I mean, basically you can take medication that allows you to live a somewhat normal life, right? For years, decades.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't cure it. It doesn't go away. It just makes it to where it's not life threatening.
Yeah.
And you can, I mean, Magic Johnson looks as healthy now as he ever has. And he's, you know, he's, Magic's now, what, mid 60s?
I mean, COVID's never going to go away.
No.
No, it's always going to be here, but we can deal with it if we're smart enough.
It's like the flu.
And
yeah, if you're smart.
The Spanish flu's never going to go away.
Yeah.
It's still here.
Yeah.
But if you don't deal with it smartly, like those, how many of those servicemen, 300 of them got sick? And now they're allowing them to get vaccinated again.
Yeah, right? They said you don't need to be vaccinated. So the 300, you know, got the flu.
I don't know why we can't agree on just simple things. Like, yeah, it's probably better to get a flu vaccination.
If you fight science and you fight technology, you're going to lose. You're just going to lose every time.
But if you fight the law.
Yeah, well, then.
Authority usually wins.
Well, except when you sit in your car and you're burned up.
Huh?
Bobby Fuller.
Bobby Fuller.
Oh, all right. There you go. Yeah, but there was something really sinister. Didn't they say he committed suicide? Was that it? Or
I think it.
What a way to.
I've heard the mob.
I've heard all that stuff, too. My rock and roll death book examines it deeply. I'll bring it in Wednesday, and we can go over it. Hey, it's the week, the July 4th week. This is one of the slowest weeks for about anything.
It is.
I mean, and it's so damn hot, man. It's just, It's really unfortunate because there's a lot of stuff going on. The heat's going to just make it miserable.
Right now, heat index is 91.
Well, I was telling Suter yesterday in the morning it was beautiful. I mean, and early in the afternoon, just beautiful. It was a little humid. And then I came out of Hy-Vee around 4:30. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well,
it had
the temperature
so
went up, and it was as highest at 9 o'clock.
The humidity yesterday late evening was...
It was 85 at 9.
And then I wake up today, I go out on my deck just to see how hot it is, and there's a deer that's looking right at me, takes a dump right in my yard. And I had to pick up like five of them.
Why are these animals
coming to you? I think it's payback for Lakota. It's the only thing I can think of. Takes a dump in my yard and then walks and continues to dump, dropping little and stares at me. And I'm going down the steps. I'm like, would you please leave? And last I looked, it was still there. I mean, I was just eating all the flowers and pooping. And I got a deer problem.
I went out this morning.
And fed your deers?
Well, I put a big thing of water for the raccoons and crap. I had the mom and raccoon and the... I don't know if my raccoon is the father or whatever.
They'll be in your house by Wednesday, I
think,
with the heat.
I put a bunch of water.
Don't you think, Suter, they'll be in the house by Wednesday?
Yeah. Undoubtedly.
This one.
Laying on the couch.
This one baby would come in at heart.
Laying on the couch.
He just isn't afraid.
Eating grapes.
But no, I mean, like, I haven't had to pick up poop for years, but I had to do that last Friday when I was mowing the yard. And then I got the raccoon, but I did. I poured out cayenne pepper all over the steps last night. Nothing. They didn't come. That's been working. But cayenne pepper also stains your deck a little bit. So you're gaining in one way, but losing in the other. But, man, the deer and raccoon, man, they are just waging war. Where's Lakota when you need him? Oh, and that black chow would have been good, too. Black chow bear from years ago. He and Lakota would have been a team. Nothing would have got in that yard. But no, this deer just looked at me. Yep, I'm pooping. It's your yard. Deal with it, Slick.
Yeah. Clean it up.
They are not. There is no fear with them at all anymore.
Oh no.
I mean, they're just. We're just part of the landscape to them.
Yeah.
And
we've taken away their habitat.
And I've told you before, my neighbor plants this every year. She plants this beautiful vase of flowers for me. They've left it alone until this year. Now this year, I went out one day. They ate the whole thing. It was beautiful, blooming. Boom, just gone in one night. And deer. That's just what they do.
Well. What do you want them to do?
I want them to go away.
Well, they want you to go away.
Well, I'm the one paying the bills on the house. If they want to...
Deal in currency.
Yeah.
I know they don't. It's that damn creek. It's the damn creek across the street. It takes you from Scott Park to our neighborhood. They kind of ride that creek, and then they break off and go into different backyards.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how much damage deer do. Yeah, do you get a lot of them in your yard, Suter?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not far from the park.
No, we get every day up to seven.
Yeah, I mean, I get them all. I mean,
we got a deer family that lives in the neighborhood, basically.
I mean, they just go all over the place.
Lives off of Anita's garden. And I mean, I'll drive out in the morning, and it's laying in my front yard.
It's a good Crosby, Stills, Nash song.
Yeah,
oh,
Anita's
no, Johnny's garden. Johnny's garden, sorry. Not Anita's garden.
Yeah.
Sadly, that's the same thing that popped into my head, Pat.
Johnny's Garden, I love that song.
A good song.
Especially great on the Live 74. So did you see him in 74 when they made their...
I've never seen him.
You've never seen him?
I saw.
Nor have I.
I saw David Crosby, obviously, just before he died, and saw Graham Nash when he was at the Englert a few years ago.
I was going to go to that, and somehow something came up and I couldn't go.
Well, I want to go again. If somebody's got 3 Graham Nash tickets for sale together, call me. Let me know.
Where's he now?
I'll buy him. Well, he's going to be at the Englert on July 15th.
Is it sold out?
Largely, yeah. I don't think they have 3 seats together.
If I would have known that, I would have. That's something I would have gone to.
He's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't I saw him in Germany.
Is he in his 80s now?
Yes, 84, I think.
He's aged well, though, I assume.
Oh, yeah. He's got, still has full head of hair, so it's all gray, but it's full head of hair. So his voice has held up, at least when I saw him 4 or 5 years ago, whenever it was.
He was in Dusseldorf when we went there. They had the world's largest fashion show, but it was out on the streets of Dusseldorf. And he was there with a microphone and a Fender, one of those Fender amps.
A little teeny?
Yeah, just playing. And, I mean, sounded, you know.
What's Stephen Steele's doing these days? He's still alive?
He's still alive. He's not currently performing, I don't believe. He's got some, I think some neurological issues.
Really? He's in his 80s too, I assume, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, good, great band.
Yeah. Stephen Stills is just such a good guitar player.
That 74 concert tour live album is really good.
It is.
Really good album. I may go home and play it today because I'm sure not going to do much outside today.
No,
you're
not.
Did you say the heat index is going to be up to 110 today?
Or more.
That's almost like, what point does it get to where they're telling you don't go outside? How hot does it have to be for them to say it's not even healthy to do anything else?
Stephen Stills is battling several health issues. He had a successful surgery for prostate cancer. He has significant hearing loss, often using dual hearing aids. So am I.
Yeah.
And the wear and tear on his voice. His vocal capabilities have noticeably changed. Characterized by a raspy, slurred, and lower
very talented register.
Oh yeah, he's terrific.
And he's got terrible arthritis, and you know this.
He's getting old.
This is a bunch of crap.
Oh, he's not getting old. He is old.
He is old.
This getting old is a bunch of crap.
It does suck.
Hello.
Yeah, I saw CSN at Hancher in '84, and I would argue that Stephen Stills is probably the best guitarist I've ever seen live.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I had fifth row center, and I remember it because I was so damn high, I couldn't make it back up the steps, and I had to wait everybody leave.
There you go.
Well, that might, if you were that high, that might take down your credibility on the guitar playing issue a little.
Well,
but I agree with you. He's terrific.
I would put that concert right behind McCartney at Wells Fargo. I mean, McCartney's concert just blew my mind.
Yeah, agreed.
And I saw you in the audience at Paramount with David Crosby.
Oh, you did?
You know,
yeah,
I did. I saw you. You went with your daughter?
Yes, I did. Daughter mine.
I knew that was you.
Yes.
I knew that was you.
Sure
I
did.
Took my daughter, too.
And we loved it.
Yeah, it was a really good show. And I liked the fact that he kind of gave the kids a chance to shine on their own without him hogging the stage.
Uh-huh. And they're doing real well. I can't remember the name of what their name is, but I saw the name again about 6 months ago, and they're doing extremely well, obviously without David. So it was good to see, but they're very talented, yeah.
They are good. And I remember he closed the show with, did he close it with Ohio?
You know, I think he did.
Because it was a good venue and a good event.
Yeah, well, yes, it was.
You guys get back to it. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm really glad that Molly and I went to see him.
I'm trying to think of a concert that blew me. I mean, I went to so many Grateful Dead concerts that they all kind of blend. They were all great in their own way. I'm Steely Dan out at Red Rocks, because it's the only time I've seen Steely Dan. Out at Red Rocks, that one was pretty incredible, partly because of the venue. I mean, the venue's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Steely Dan, 18 years ago? So they were, they were probably in their 50s. So they were still, I mean, Walter Becker was alive. That one was a really incredible show. And Red Rocks, as far as a venue, I mean, it doesn't get much better.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, it really is. And Alpine Valley's good, too, in its own way.
Never been to either.
And that's where I saw most of my Dead shows, Alpine Valley. I saw multiple Dead shows there. Oh, you haven't? That's surprising that you haven't been. I bet you will before it's all said and done.
I hope so.
I mean,
it just hasn't.
I mean, you'd enjoy both. I think you would enjoy Red Rocks more. Now, Alpine Valley'd be good if you wanted to turn it into a camping, but you don't seem
we're
to be
not
like
a camper. Campers.
Yeah, Red Rocks would be good if you know the walk up there. You get a little exercise because you literally are walking. It's a walk.
The Stones were at Alpine Valley.
Oh, there's been a lot of bands
and
in Alpine Valley.
They were just
the Dead played there all the time. They were there all the time, and it's a really neat venue.
That's where I met Keith Richards.
Is that around Chicago?
It's in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but it's right.
But yeah, it's right by. It's not far. It's probably closer to
Milwaukee.
That I don't know if it would.
I'm not.
I can't remember.
Guys. Uh-huh. I remember getting there.
I was never in the best state of mind when I was. You know, I mean, it was a party.
Okay. No shame.
Yeah.
We're not pointing fingers like Sophie Cunningham.
You're not judging?
I love those.
I do too. Those memes are great.
Those memes are great. She's pointing fingers at everybody.
Well, as I mean, said to Ann yesterday, I said, this is one of the few redeeming qualities of social media.
Yeah.
People making memes out of
yeah, and the Fever, they won big.
They did.
Was it Saturday?
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it, but who'd they play? Was it? God, that team didn't offer much. Well, wasn't it Los Angeles?
Yeah, the Sparks.
Without Kelsey Plum, but they're not that good.
Without Plum and without Cam Brink.
So, yeah, you take two key players off a team that's average, and yeah, I'll give the Fever credit. They really took it to
them. They did.
They took in that. What's interesting, what's her name? The girl who started for Caitlin Trey, you know, the veteran point guard.
Ty Harris.
What's weird is when they're in their normal rotation, she doesn't play hardly. I figured Raven Johnson would start.
I think Raven, they're considering more of a off guard.
Yeah.
Or a combo guard.
I just don't think she shoots well enough.
Yeah.
I mean, she's had some good moments, but it seems like when I watch her, she struggles with her outside shot.
Hello.
I agree.
Hey, guys. Engineer Tim, I just wanted to pop in real quick and say I got to see Crosby, Stills, and Nash in Cedar Rapids when they had that song Southern Cross.
Sure.
Out.
Yeah.
Good song.
And Wasted on the Way, I think, was on that album. And yeah, but anyway, I saw them in Cedar Rapids. Best concert ever. See you guys. Bye.
Thanks.
And they were sometimes wasted on the way.
Yeah, and Graham Nash, I think, wrote both of those.
Yeah.
And which kind of surprised me, because when we were at his concert, he said, I wrote these, and that kind of surprised me.
Is it just me, or did Graham Nash sort of remind you of Larry Wazork?
I think it's just you.
He was singing Military Madness in Germany.
Uh-huh.
I thought they used to kind of look alike. I know Larry's got longer hair now, doesn't he, since he retired? Didn't he live? But I always thought Larry was working Graham Nash back. I always thought
I'm not seeing this one.
I love
them both.
He had his guitar case open, and people were throwing money in.
Graham or Larry was working?
Graham.
Oh. Well, that's
funny. I mean, it was just...
He needs to pay his bills, Captain.
Well, I know, but it was just...
He's
was
got just kind plenty of money.
Oh, I know, but he did
we looked
have
it up
his guitar case.
He's worth like $20-30 million.
And there were other musicians all up and down there. It was really cool, though. Because you see these other musicians, and then I go, God, that looks like Graham Nash. And then he sang Military Madness, and I go, that is Graham Nash. It was just so cool to see him do it in that kind of a venue.
Yeah, that would have been neat.
Yeah.
All right, on to the Hawks.
On to the Hawks. Take it away.
Well, I wrote a column the other day about it's time for Iowa and Notre Dame to play football again. And I just think it's long overdue. And if Wisconsin can do it, you always, whenever you write something, so often how are they going to fit it in with? Okay, why not have a year where they play Iowa State and Notre Dame both? Well, you know the problem with that? Yeah. You risk going 1-2 in non-conference. And I know there's been a lot of, I guess somebody, I haven't seen it, but somebody wrote an article with the Iowa media. Have you seen, saying that it's time to discontinue the, once the contract expires?
I've seen that.
I haven't seen the article yet, but I saw some people.
But that narrative's been out there.
Well, and granted, hey, that's more, if that's your opinion, fine. I mean, I disagree, because I think it's, I think it's arguably the best sporting event we have in the state.
Well, it
and the timing
between state institutions.
Yeah,
it
the
is.
Timing right now for Iowa fans to say, "Oh, this is a lose-lose for us," doesn't look good when Iowa State's won three of the last four games. Yeah. It used to be the argument, "Well, this Iowa State's no good. If we beat them, then we're doing what we should. If we lose, it's a disaster." Well, now Iowa State's been pretty good, and I think that's part of the reason some went out of this thing, because it's annoying not knowing if you're going to win or not against Iowa State. So, but I just think it's good for the state. I always have. We have low population, but we have two Power Four programs and two different conferences. Why not celebrate that?
Yeah, I'm of two minds on it. I really don't like the Cyclones particularly.
My mom hated them.
Yeah.
I don't know why. She hated Iowa State.
And my dad, boy, did he really hated them.
My mom hated Iowa State.
Something about Central Iowa, everybody thinks that, Iowa's... University of Iowa always, as far as radio and TV ratings, it always trumps Iowa State. It always trumps them.
But yeah, my dad didn't care, but he didn't care.
I hate to use that.
But my mom did not like Iowa State. My mom did not like Iowa State.
Yeah.
Growing up, but yeah, it's. I just think it's good for the state, and beating Iowa State now is not a no. I mean, the last few years when Iowa has, it's been a decent win for them. Now, the problem is they've lost three out of the last four.
Well, and none of our teams beat them last year.
Not what I'm saying. So to me, it kind of looks like you're running away from a challenge and using an old excuse to justify it. And,
yeah.
Oh, it's a no win. And there's this argument, well, if we get rid of Iowa State or at least play them maybe every 3 years, they're going to start scheduling Alabama. And no, they won't. I mean, you think they would?
Well, the basketball team's playing Alabama. I think,
yeah, basketball's a little different, though. You have a lot more scheduling opportunities and a lot more chances for ups and downs. Football is pretty fixed. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they would. Maybe if they got rid of the Iowa State contract after 27, maybe they would do. If they'd replace that with a home and away with Notre Dame for 2 years, I could live with this.
I would love that.
But I don't think they would. Do you?
No.
I don't think. And, you know, for Notre Dame, why would we play Iowa? You know, Notre Dame hasn't won a national title for almost 40 years. They've had more losing seasons over the last than Iowa has over the last two decades. So the Notre Dame fans who have this, oh, we're too good for. I mean, they're playing Wisconsin at Lambeau Field to open the season. I think that, wouldn't you rather have that than Northern Illinois?
Yeah, probably.
Although you wouldn't because.
Probably. I like to see my team win when I'm there.
So you'd rather play Northern Illinois than.
Let me put it this way. Okay. Non-conference basketball, I would rather see us beat Southwest Missouri State, Tech, A&M, than lose by 15 to Alabama.
Okay, football, you feel the same way?
Football, a little bit different.
You'd rather beat Northern Illinois and Northern Iowa than possibly lose to Notre Dame or Alabama?
I mean, you know, football's a little different, but basketball, you know, I don't want to.
I mean, basketball, you have more margin for error. I mean, if Iowa, you could argue with Iowa some years, they lose one or two games, they're done.
Yeah, well.
I mean, so football is different, but I just, to me.
Well, football, if you lose three, now you're out.
Well, you're out. You're out. I mean, you're out. And there may be years when you lose, you just don't know now. I mean, where are we at with teams now? Is it 12?
Yeah.
12. And it's hard to keep track because people want it to change so often. But yeah, I think that the Iowa State-Iowa game is just something that's worth celebrating, that's worth having.
There's an extra heartbeat. There
is. It's good for the state. It's good for both economies. And the fact that Iowa State's now competitive kind of eliminates the frustration that Iowa fans used to have. Well, this brings us nothing because they're no good. Now, I'm not convinced Iowa State's going to be very good this year.
I don't think they will.
I mean, if they win six or more games, I will be surprised.
Me too.
Hello.
Hello. What was the main reason why we quit playing Notre Dame in football?
I don't know. I was four.
Well, part of it was the fainting game.
Yeah, but Tom, that was 13
years. Yeah, I remember the fainting Irish at Notre Dame.
What I wrote, there was hard feelings from that point on, but they played 13 games after the fainting. I believe it was that. So I don't know.
When was the last game we played?
1968, October 5th. 15 years after the fainting Irish.
We didn't play 13 games with them between fainting game and that.
I mean, I have it all. I looked at the. I don't know if it was 13, but it was a lot. I mean, I looked at the they opened up every year from 19-something to something.
Because we played them every year.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, we did.
They ended the season for like 13 straight years against Notre Dame, but then it just ended in 1968.
Was that the game that was called off when Kennedy was killed?
Yeah, the one exception was 63 when Kennedy was assassinated.
Yep.
They didn't play that year, but they played the next year. And now when you ask, people will say, well, scheduling flexibility that the Big Ten lost. That's always seems to be the generic answer for why didn't we keep doing this? I'm guessing it was hard. Now, Evie was the AD when that stuff discontinued.
Okay, Iowa and Notre Dame stopped playing their annual football series after the 1964 season with a few sporadic meetings in 67 and 68. The rivalry, which ran annually from 1945 to 62, was dropped because Iowa chose to end the series in order to reevaluate their scheduling
and find
more suitable matchups.
That's a generic answer for hard feelings,
it is.
I think. They always say, well, we're reviewing our scheduling options and what have you. No, they didn't want to play it anymore. And Notre Dame, I'm not saying Iowa was running away, but Notre Dame was really good, and Iowa was not good in the late 60s and horrible in the 70s.
For sure.
So instead of playing Notre Dame, they lost to Penn State, USC, UCLA. Remember, remember all those schedules?
Of course. Poor Bob. And then they mentioned the Fainting Irish.
Yeah, that was 1953, and yes.
That fans and the university had hard feelings.
And I believe Notre Dame deserved to be criticized. As I'm a Notre Dame fan, don't get me wrong, but they were faking injuries
they
in
were.
Order to stop the clock so they could say avoid losing. That's what they did. They avoided losing. They scored on a touchdown pass with 6 seconds to go.
To tie.
Well, they kicked the extra point to tie the game.
Yeah.
They avoided a loss. And they did it, I think, with really...
Well, then people said that Michigan State used to do
yes,
the same thing.
Yes, they did.
Well, Notre Dame did that to Michigan State, didn't they, in the game... So, yeah,
probably.
I mean, lots of teams have done it. But, yeah, the Fainting Irish, and then Evashevsky endeared himself to Iowa fans when he, remember, he made the, he took the spent paraphrase, Grantland Rice?
Grantland Rice,
when
yep.
we got gypped by Notre Dame, that made Evie a hero to everyone. And 53 was the first good season Evie had. I mean, Iowa was really showing good progress, and then, boom, the rest is history. Evie beat
I know my dad was so mad about that Fainting Irish of Notre Dame. Anytime any guy would go out and cross himself, he wouldn't root for him.
Well, Evie got some revenge. They beat them. The 56 Rose Bowl team beat Notre Dame 48-8. I mean, Evie had some. He had some success.
He did.
He was 4-3 in the 7 games after the Fainting Irish against Notre Dame.
Yeah, that famous speech by Evie.
Was it the Notre Dame basketball team where Iowa just clobbered them?
Yes, after we lost to Jacksonville State. Yes.
Because they were so mad about that. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And is that the one where they said that guy ended up, they think he had 6 fouls instead of 5?
Oh, I don't know about that. It's possible.
Because I remember somebody saying, that guy had 6 fouls instead of 5.
You're talking about Artis Gilmore? Right. Yeah, that's out there. I don't know.
Refs are constantly screwing the Hawks, man.
Well, you guys, don't get too hot.
Okay, even too. When they get into the pros, Pat, screwing the Hawks.
Just the refs are against the Hawks, Captain, and it's got to stop.
So where Megan scored 20 points yesterday?
I think she made 4 threes. The way she's transformed her game is really impressive.
It is. That's why she's still playing.
Yeah, and then Asia had 30 and 15. I mean, her 8th game with at least 30 points and 15 rebounds. She is the best player in the WNBA right now.
Oh, without
question. She's the most dominant player in the I'm not saying she's maybe not the most skilled, but she is the most dominant player night in and night out in the WNBA.
She is. I agree.
Yeah, there were a lot of WNBA games on at least 3. And, I mean, the crowds are okay, but some of them you're starting to see a little... But erosion. You're starting to see more and more empty seats in some of these games.
I mean, the Valkyries sell out. They're,
I mean,
they're still
the Chicago
strong.
Fire, they're like 6-13. They had a lot of empty seats.
Yeah,
in some of their
a lot.
Games. Yes. I mean, yeah, it's just like any other sport. If you
the
stop,
sky,
if
yeah.
you stop winning, you're not going to have the same turnout.
Yeah.
You know, so have we heard how long, or what's the speculation on Caitlin?
Speculation is just she will be evaluated.
So is this going to turn out to be another groin type thing?
You know, I hope not. I think it's a case of they got, 6 days before they play again?
Yeah,
now 5 days?
Back seems to be a little more cut and dry. With muscles, you just never know. It seems like with the back, they'd be able to judge it by her pain level. It'll be interesting. So, yeah, is the WNBA off all during the week of 4th of July? Is that what you...
That I do not
know. Yeah, I think...
Do they basically give them the week off for the holidays?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think they...
Because I heard you guys talking on the way in. It seems like a lot of teams are off for the next 5 or 6 days. I mean, July 4th is Saturday, right?
Yes.
What's the temperature supposed to be on Saturday, Captain?
130.
Low 90s. Heat index is around 100.
Well, it'll be a little better.
It's a little cooler.
A little cooler, but here we are seeing heat index of 100 is a little. Still going to be so hot to where it's going to be hard to be outside?
You're not going to be able to tell them.
It's going to be hard to be outside.
Yeah.
And please don't walk your dogs unless you do it like Suter did this morning really early.
Yeah.
Today, right now, it's too hot. The pavement's too hot.
Don't walk the dogs and don't bring them to the festival.
Well, you should never do that.
You know, especially Jazz Fest because there's more concrete. Just don't bring them. Leave them at home. They burn their paws on them.
Yeah, I've never understood why people bring their dogs to stuff like that.
Because they don't think.
Because they want to be with their dogs, but the dogs...
Don't want to be with them.
They don't. Most dogs don't want to be around.
No.
God, I'm trying 5, to imagine. People. Trying to imagine Buddy at one of those.
Some
things.
Of them do, but
he'd be looking at me like, "What the hell did you bring me for?"
They burn their paws. And hey, listen, if you see a car with a child or a dog in it, even if it is running. If it's running, stay around the car for 5 minutes or so. If nobody comes out, call the police. If you see that the child or the dog is in distress, legally, all I can say is do what you have to do so that they are not in distress.
And even then, if it includes smashing the window in?
Steve cannot confirm or deny that action.
I know.
So,
but no, that is... I remember last summer we saw...
Don't be stupid.
Last summer we called on somebody at the Hy-Vee parking lot because their dog was in there, and the police came and they dealt with it.
Well, every year, children die.
They do.
Pets die.
Pets die,
because
yeah.
people... You know, selfish. Well, I left it running. Well, you know, new cars automatically turn off after so many minutes. It depends on the make and model of the car.
Mine is an hour.
And, well, mine, okay, and yours is...
Same. Yours will run for an hour.
That's what it says.
Mine will run for 19 minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly. 19 minutes. You know, the older cars will die in this heat no matter.
Yeah, they will.
So... Just
no, just leave them at home,
yeah.
And don't even leave them outside that much.
No,
they're gonna
wanna
be, it's just too hot.
Yeah, and if you see your neighbor with the dog in the yard, there's no water for the dog or shade, call the police. If you see the water dish is empty, you know, fill the dish.
Humans don't want to be out in this weather. Why would a dog want to be out in this weather?
No, they don't.
So, yeah, just use smarts.
Yeah, well...
I know that's easier said than done.
It is.
Let's take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll really break down the Hawks.
We'll be breaking it down.
We're going to go heavy Hawks, Captain. Heavy on the Hawks.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy. Just remember one number, 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Hertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and HertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800. Or go to BigDogTech.net, that's BigDogTEK.net, and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general service to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 444. 84-83, 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance, honest plumbing at a fair price.
On an athletic team, you need team players, good athletes, superior equipment, and the best coaches available. In real estate, you need to have a good title and settlement team at your disposal. Hi, this is Steve Anderson. Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing, you need quality title and settlement services. Consider the team at Hawkeye Title. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703. Or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years. And it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's Premier Auto Body Repair Shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors, together we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369 or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaides and Terry Adams of Dairy Brothers Ford talk about what here for you means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement here for you, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
At the Oxyoke Inn, we're ready to serve you with the same fresh food, prepared to order and served with a passion that you've come to expect for over 85 years. The Oxyoke Inn is serving our famous Sunday brunch buffet with lunch, dinner, family-style banquets, and carry-out daily. Make reservations at oxyokeinn.com or call for big or small tables and private rooms. We can't wait to serve you soon at the Oxyoke Inn.
The Oxyoke Inn.
In the heart of Amana.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Some big rulings handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court today. Among the decisions, one that expands presidential power. The court ruling that the president does have the power to fire the heads of independent agencies. However, in a separate ruling, the court allowed Fed Governor Lisa Cook to keep her job pending further court fights. The court also ruled that mail-in balloting and ballots that arrive after Election Day can be counted in the results of the election. Also today, the High Court rejecting President Trump's appeal in the Jean Carroll civil suit. ABC Stephen Portnoy.
The High Court didn't explain its decision. It simply issued an order denying President Trump's appeal of the $5 million defamation award the federal court issued to writer E. Jean Carroll in 2022. That stemming from what Trump said about an earlier case Carroll brought in which Trump was found liable for sexual assault. The president denies he committed any offense, but the High Court's ruling means the defamation judgment stands and he will have to pay.
This is ABC News. NBC Universal is splitting with Comcast as a part of a deal that will turn the media companies into two separate entities. New figures show about 3 million fewer people had Affordable Care Act health insurance plans in February of this year compared to last year, possibly because of the high cost now that federal subsidies have been taken away. It's back to court today for Luigi Mangione, who's charged with the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York. There was talk of a plea deal, but ABC's Phil Tate outside the courthouse says not much has been discussed about that recently.
Luigi Mangione will step back inside of a Lower Manhattan courtroom, but this comes after sources say that prosecutors had put a plea deal on the table and that there have been discussions between prosecutors and defense attorneys for Luigi Mangione. It's unclear how far these conversations even went towards even coming to an agreement, but we know at some point those conversations went silent.
Funeral services today for legendary music executive Clive Davis, who launched the careers of multiple new stars. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the Hertin and Stocker studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, extreme heat warning in effect through late Wednesday. Plenty of heat to start the work week. Sunshine today, a few clouds, highs of the lower 90s. That heat index, though, between 105 and 110. Breezy south winds to 30. Mostly clear upper 70s tonight. It stays breezy, and it stays hot and humid on Tuesday. Sunshine, mid-90s. Heat index approaching 110. That's KCJJ weather. It's 84 at our studios.
KCJJ weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
Your home never looks so beautiful, Steve, ever.
Their showroom's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it really is.
Hey, Iowa just put out a traffic alert for the July 4th weekend events. Let me read it. Three major events will be taking place in the Iowa City and Coralville communities July 3rd and 4th that are expected to have an impact on parking and driving commutes to and from the following events. July 3rd and 4th, Savannah Bananas, Kinnick Stadium. July 3rd, Big and Rich Concert, Morrison Park, Coralville. July 3rd through the 5th, Iowa City Jazz Festival, downtown Iowa City. The Savannah Bananas will be hosting a pair of sold-out events that start at 7 p.m. Central Time at Kinnick Stadium on July 3rd and July 4th. Parking lots open at noon each day. Fans are encouraged to arrive early. Due to the Big and Rich Concert in Coralville, fans attending the Savannah Bananas event the evening of July 3rd are encouraged to exit the area via First Avenue in Coralville to avoid post-concert traffic from Big and Rich. Those attending the Big and Rich in Coralville are encouraged to access I-80 by driving west on Highway 1 towards Coral Ridge Mall. Individuals should be also aware of the Iowa City Jazz Festival held downtown in Iowa City, which starts at 5 p.m. on July 3rd and 11 a.m. on July 4th. Iowa City's fireworks show will begin at approximately 9:45 p.m. on July 4th. Individuals not attending these events are encouraged to avoid these areas if possible. I told Suter,
you know who's
I told Suter I'm just going to go down there and get in the way.
You know who's hosting the Big and Rich concert?
I sure do.
Who?
Jim Hunter.
Is he really?
Yeah, it's Big and Rich and Poor.
So is Hunter, is he rich or is he poor?
Well, he ain't rich.
It's not poor. It makes good money here.
I know, but.
I'd never heard of Big and Rich. I have no idea what it is.
Big country act. And actually, they played with the Stones a few years ago.
There you go.
They opened up for the Stones.
Are they Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy? Is that one of their hits? I think it is.
Hunter just said yes.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, so
he's pretty clever.
He'll be hosting.
I will do those people a favor. I will stay away from those areas. I will not hinder.
Hello.
Anything.
It is Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, and I think that was kind of their only hit, but they are super good.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have other cool songs, too.
They've got more hits than that, I would think.
Well, that's the only one I know by name.
Me too, Scooter. All right, bye.
All right, thanks.
Never heard of it.
Because I think it's a clever title.
It is. That is kind of a clever title.
Big and Rich. Let's see what they did.
All right.
That is a lot going on, though, in a three-day period.
Lost in This Moment.
Never heard of it. Well, if I haven't heard of the band, I'm probably not going to hear of the songs.
Well, probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. They did Love Everybody's Traveling Musical Medicine Show mixtapes.
Oh, that. Okay.
What the hell was that? That's Why I Pray was one of them. Hillbilly Jedi. What
the? And those are all hits?
Yeah.
Top 40?
Not top 40. Well, top 40 country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long After I'm Gone, Shutting Detroit Down, Between Raising Hell and Amazing Grace.
God, I haven't been to Morrison Park. I used to live not too far from there. We'd go up there and hit softballs, and I'd go up there a lot. Now I haven't probably been there in close to 20 years. I wonder if it's changed much over there.
Some. Not,
oh yeah, they've.
I mean, they got the.
Didn't they
water
add that
park.
Big water slide thing?
Yeah,
yeah,
the water
that
park
was added.
Oh, the water park
is incredible.
My grandkids just loved that when they lived here.
My guess is that could be popular this week.
I would think.
Yeah,
yeah. No, but it's a fantastic water park.
I mean, it can get so hot sometimes that even being at a pool, unless you're just submerged in the water all the time, even being in a pool can be brutal.
Yeah.
I just wish the weather we had last week is what we were having this week. You know, but
yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way, of course.
So everyone just take precautions. And.
Well, a lot of this stuff is going on at night.
Yeah.
So it's.
It'll be a little
better.
It'll be a little, yeah. Well,
it'll be a little better. But, man, we've seen Kinnick. Tom, you know what Kinnick's like when it's 85 with the heat index of 90, 95. It can be brutal.
It gets really hot. It does.
It can be brutal. So
Savannah Bananas sold out both.
Well, then they said it was gone, and it did.
I watched a little bit on TV yesterday because they're going all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's not my thing, but apparently people like it.
Yeah, but I mean... To sell out both.
That's impressive.
That's I don't think 140,000?
Oh, I don't think it's 70,000 for baseball. I don't think so.
I don't think tickets were that cheap either.
Oh, I don't think so.
So
no. I don't know the exact number of tickets sold per event, but I don't think it's...
Well, even 120,000 would
be. It's a lot.
Yeah. Much to see.
I thought somebody told me tickets. I've heard 40, 60, 70. I've heard all different prices.
But I don't know how many tickets are sold, though. That I don't know.
Kinnick. Let's see. How much? 75 to 225 plus.
Per ticket.
Obviously, based on where you're sitting. It's a lot of jack. $225 that's a...
Here, from the Savannah Bananas at Kinnick, outdoor club tickets, $175. Tickets levels 1 and 2 in press box, $225.
Wow. That's a lot of money. and it's still sold out. Wow. I mean, more power to them. They've found something that the people like.
Yeah. Well, everybody likes bananas.
I don't eat them probably as much as I should.
Hello.
They're good for you.
Hey, I just want to say, on the bananas tickets, I got five. They were $40 each. The only more expensive ones were the ones being sold by the university, the club seats, the press box. Those were the ripoff. But the bananas, all the ones they sold were $40.
Okay, that's what I had heard from a buddy of mine who got them for $40 too. Okay, that makes
Well,
sense.
They're not necessarily ripoffs. If you want to pay for the amenities and pay for the experience as opposed to just going to the event. I don't consider those things rip-offs.
Okay, so would somebody paying that, would they have access to air conditioning?
Yes.
Okay, that's a big difference.
Or a mini would.
Mini would. To me, that's worth 50.
If you're in the press you box have access. If you're in the club seats, you have access to that, and you can be in the press box the whole time if you want.
Well, I don't know that you can call anything. I mean, it's not like you're going to a Taylor Swift concert. Okay, that's reasonable for the amount of seats available. And
I were to even consider ever going to something like the Savannah Bananas, it would have to be.
When Molly can go to Europe and see Taylor Swift
twice
cheaper than she can go to one concert here, now that's a ripoff.
That is a ripoff. I agree.
You guys getting fired up for her supposed wedding at Madison Square Garden?
I am looking forward to it.
I figured you guys would be all
I will
that.
Have my shirt and tie on, and you'll think I'm selling the station.
I would think that.
But I'm...
You'll probably cover that live. I mean, you'll have it on here, won't you?
Yes.
Every minute of it?
Yeah, well, just tell the jocks, just go home. And
it's Taylor Swift Day.
So when is that happening? I haven't read it.
July 4th. I heard about it.
It hasn't been confirmed yet. People are still putting the pieces together, but
isn't it July the 4th?
I believe so, yeah. And they're assuming that's what they're doing, but who knows?
At MSG?
Yeah.
Well,
it's not where I'd want to get married, but
no,
you know,
but
it's Taylor Swift.
I bet they get married beforehand, and this is just a
big party,
a big show, yeah.
With her singing?
My invitation got lost in the mail. Yeah.
I can't make it. I told her I can't.
You told her you couldn't?
I can't.
You have anyone? Is Hunter going?
I'm going to the Savannah.
Hunter's emceeing it, isn't he? Isn't Hunter emceeing the wedding?
He's got to fly back to do Big and Rich.
And then, of course, you got to be in here Sunday morning, right? For the
Yeah. And he's got to do the payroll. He's got to do the taxes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he's very busy.
He's a jack of all trades. But no, I watched about 10 minutes of the Savannah stuff. I had never seen it. And it's kind of what I thought it would be. I mean, it is sort of baseball's version of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
It's just that most of these guys were white. That's the one difference. Not to make it racial.
Too late.
Too late. I used to love the Harlem Globetrotters. I loved Middle-Ark Women as a kid.
I did too. I saw them at the Wharton Fieldhouse.
I remember as a kid, my mom used to say that I used to cheer against I hated the teams they were playing against.
Washington Generals.
The Washington Generals, yeah. That stuff was fun. I mean, that was fun. And Curly Neal dribbling all around.
One of the greatest motion pictures I ever saw was when they ended up on Gilligan's Island.
There you go. Was that better
than
Scooby?
What were the odds?
What about Scooby-Doo? They were on Scooby-Doo, too.
Yeah. Yes, they were.
They got around. I mean, they're still around. They're just not near the attraction that they used to be.
No, I think they still sell out, though, don't they?
Yeah,
but they're not on TV. I mean,
well, guys, I see what you're
why
saying.
Will the sports used to have Meadowlark Limit? I mean, they were on all the time.
No, you're right.
We could name three or four guys on the team. Can you name one guy in the Globetrotters? No, I can't.
I cannot.
I liked it when Meadowlark would act like he's throwing a buck of water and it would be confetti. Plus, I was like 7 years old when I was watching this stuff. But they were good entertainers. They really were. And they were good basketball players, too.
They were, yeah.
Just like these banana dudes, I'm sure they're good baseball players, too. You got to have skill in order to make it work.
Well, a lot of them are pros. We're pros.
We're pros, yeah. They weren't stars or anything.
No, but...
But they were pros. I mean, they were really good in baseball. Just to be a pro, you have to be really good in baseball. Not everyone makes it to the major leagues. You know, so it'll be interesting. Like I said, I'm glad that it's sold out. Hopefully the weather... I wonder if the weather will keep some people from going. Man,
well, probably.
You imagine spending like $80 for two tickets and it's too hot to go? I mean, that would be kind of a tough decision to make.
Yeah, you know.
No rain or anything this weekend.
Okay, when it gets like this, well, there's storms Thursday night forecast, a chance Friday night, and a chance Sunday. But when you get weather like this and the air is so unstable, you can pop up a storm at any time. You know, that's, yeah. I said it earlier on the show, if, you know, don't come down our throat if you happen to have a storm pop up, because it can do that in this kind of weather.
I got a feeling we're going to go a long time now without any rain. It just seems like that's the way things work here, you know? Yeah. You watch this whole, I mean, if we go like 10 days in this type of heat with no rain, that's, I'm not saying we're going to be in a drought, but things will be hurting, which is ironic based on the fact that 4 days ago, my backyard was flooding, yeah, puddling and stuff. Yeah. It's just one, there's no middle ground.
Feast or famine.
It just doesn't seem like there's any middle ground with the weather.
No.
Just like everything in today's society, there's no middle ground. So, but.
Feast or famine.
He's right, though. When it's that humid, yeah, anything can happen.
Yeah, here we've got, Thursday night, a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms, small hail, and gusty winds possible.
That's on Sunday.
That's on Thursday night. On Friday, a chance of scattered thunderstorms at 40%. Friday night, 40% scattered thunderstorms. And then
scatters often an scattered, interesting word in these types, yeah, of cases, because to me that takes away
40% on Saturday, 40% Saturday night, and 60% Sunday.
So basically a 60% chance that it's not going to rain much this week.
Well, now let's have some battling weather apps here, shall we?
That was the Weather Service.
Which is usually more, yours is usually more optimistic.
All right, well, let's see. So this is your old pal WeatherBug. So we're looking Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
His were all 40 and then 60 on Sunday.
Thursday, all day long. It's at 15% through 8 p.m. and then 25%, 10 o'clock, 11, 12, 1 a.m., 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 a.m. Then Friday, 25 to 30% almost all day and night. Saturday, 40%.
So they're the same day.
40% the whole time, basically. So they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
But yours are lower on Thursdays and Fridays, 25, whereas this, that one's always lower than the one he uses for, yeah, some reason. It seems like it's always less a chance of something happening on your WeatherBug as opposed. What do you use?
Steve uses Grim Reaper Weather.
The National Weather Service.
He uses Weather Alarmist Incorporated.
Well, our weather forecast that I'll be forecasting has 100% chance of
and massive thunderstorms,
earthquakes,
horizontal, straight line winds,
locusts,
hail the size of basketballs,
and a lot of whores.
Lot of what?
Whores.
Whores.
Usually bad weather brings them out.
Why would bad weather bring them out?
I don't know. It just does.
I was not aware of that. Were you aware of that?
No.
Bad weather brought out whores?
Yeah.
I was not aware at all.
All right, back to the Hawks.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, basketball teams are practicing.
There you go. That's our Hawkeye update.
There's your Hawkeye update.
There you go, Hawk fanatic. Yeah, and we actually will have, I know we're going to have a couple press conferences with the men's team in July. We got two more left with the women. We got the football team on July 15th. So I think just in the month of July, between men, women's basketball, and football, we'll have five different press gatherings, which will, you know, that helps you get closer to the season. I saw some people doing the freaking countdown to Iowa. Again, as you get older, I'm not into the countdowns. I don't want summer to go away.
No.
You know, I don't need to be reminded every day how close we are to the season opener. But a lot of that's all over the internet now.
But we're not that close. I mean, full 2 months and a little more.
We're not even in July yet.
No, it's, you know, not that close.
So, I mean, I'm always psyched for football, but not in June.
No, not yet. I haven't read a word about football. No offense to you and every other person who writes and stuff, but I'm just not interested.
Right, I mean, now, you will right be. At, now, I will be with time.
Oh, I'll be extremely interested.
You know, and it's no knock on the opponent, but Northern Illinois is not exactly. I mean, it'd be different if they were. I mean, imagine if Notre Dame was coming to. Or imagine if they were playing Notre Dame at Soldier Field.
Well, I had to go there.
Oh, I know. You, it would just be a different anticipation, I think, a little bit. Don't you?
I do.
I think Iowa-Notre Dame at Soldier Field would be a great game.
And, I agree.
And, of course, it would be packed. I think you'd have half and half. I think as many Iowa fans would show up, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So, we'll see.
Well, we went to the Northern Illinois
One game where it was like 140. Oh, remember that one?
Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah, it was so hot at that game. I remember, I think it was my nephew who got like a really bad headache from the heat. I mean, the heat was just, there was no shade either. I mean, It was that the one where the late Damon Bullock scored the late touchdown? They basically avoided losing that game. And Damon Bullock, rest his soul. I think he ran for like 150 yards that game.
He did, but that game
was boring.
It looked like an electric football game to me. Every play looked the same.
Yeah, it was
a waste of money.
And it was so hot. The heat took away a lot of it, didn't it? I mean, it just took away a lot of it. It was so hot.
Those damn electric football games.
God, you stick that little cotton thing underneath them, and then your guy's running for a touchdown, then he does a U-turn and goes the other way. Those things were. How about the basketball game with the ping pong ball? You know, you remember those ones?
Those were fun.
Yeah. Those are fun. I didn't like the electric football stuff because they never worked.
No, never worked at all. You spend all that time,
and they never ran the way you wanted.
And then you turn it on, and they just
go all over the place.
And you'd have that little felt football, and you'd hit it, and it'd fly about 20 feet.
Yep.
Go off the field. God,
think of the things that we had.
Those
back in
damn things sell now for thousands of dollars on eBay.
Don't buy it.
Well, they sold back in the 70s. I mean, I had one. It seems like everybody had one of those things.
We had one, but. It was like $40 or something.
Yeah, the electric football and the basketball with the ping pong balls. Those were the two things I remember. I had both of those growing up.
And then the best of the lot was Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
I never had that.
Those were really
fun. I do remember those, though. Weren't they made by Mattel?
I believe so.
Yeah, because I remember the commercials. I do remember the commercials for those. So,
Hawks-wise, I mean, there's just, I mean, you interviewed the women's basketball team.
That was last Thursday. But a lot of those, like.
I take it back.
We had already written stories, like Rob Howe had already written a big story about Amari Whiting just not that long.
Yeah.
But no, again, we can never have too much accessibility. I like the fact that they're making them, there wasn't any major news or anything.
Other than. Ava saying she's interested in
staying for 5 years. But that's a fluid situation. Selfishly, I hope she does.
It's too early.
But my guess is she probably won't be here for her fifth year if her career continues to progress and the WNBA continues to pay the way they are. I mean, she may be turning down multi-million-dollar contract. But she's also big into academics, too, and I like the fact she brought up, look at all that free education. More, she's looking at it that way as much.
Yeah,
look at all that additional free education I would get.
Okay. I was mistaken. Because there's one that's selling for $1,000, but most are between $30 and $55.
For the Savannah Bananas?
No, for the electric football.
Yeah, my parents weren't paying $1,000 for that stuff.
Well, I couldn't. I did, though. The first thing that pops up is $1,000, but then the rest of them. Here's one for $2.
It would have been better if they would have had a way to where you could magnetically control who had the ball and try to, you know, avoid defenders. Instead, it was just you were at the mercy of wherever the vibrations took them, and it was just frustrating.
Hello.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
In the later editions of that game, there were controls, but it was very archaic. So they had little fins on the bottom of the pedestals. And, yep, you could turn the players over, and you could move those fins a little bit. And then what we did, you would practice which players went straight, which ones curved left, which ones curved right, and you would keep those hidden, right? Like Battleship, and you would place them in place. And I'm just telling you, by the mid to late 80s, they perfected that system to where you could actually run plays, right? You could do X's and O's, and your players would move the way that you told them.
What about the passer kicker guy? Did they improve those?
Yeah. They had so many controllable features of it later on. I think we had two or three different additions, and they just kept tweaking it.
All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Later on, they made it so it wasn't just a rodeo of people skating around on ice.
Gotcha.
Thanks.
Later.
Yeah, we had ours with the late 50s, and you just turn it on, and it just...
Yeah, ours was late 50s,
just
early 60s.
Just vibrate, and then they were all over the damn place.
Mine was early 70s, and they were still all over the damn place.
And then sometimes you'd forget, have it on full vibrate, and they'd fall, vibrate and fall down.
They'd fall off the damn.
It just wasn't very fun, because it just didn't work.
No.
It did not work. But that was also 50 years ago.
Yes, anyway. Yeah.
Well, I saw the one for 1,000, and I thought, well, this is, but the rest of them were like,
well, think how much
$20 and $30.
Think how much better that $1,000 one is than the other one.
I'm guessing with that one, you can have a lot more control.
It didn't
over
say it. Works either. Yeah. The other ones that were cheap said works.
So did you buy? Wow. Did you get Twister as a kid?
I never got into.
I never got into Twister either. Uh-huh.
They didn't have Twister.
I remember
when I was
the commercials.
A kid, I don't think.
I do remember the Twister commercials.
Yeah.
Looked like people having so much fun, and no, I never got into
Twister. To me, it looked Creep City.
Yeah,
Creep City, Creep City.
I think Twister could lead to some problems.
Oh, Jesus.
You agree with me? I can tell by the way you're laughing.
I know.
Twister's just asking for trouble.
No, most games we got into, we played Monopoly and.
I played some Monopoly, but I always got bored and I always lost. I'd always lose.
In Monopoly?
Yeah, and it was boring. And remember Stratego? Do you remember Stratego?
Yeah, I loved Stratego.
I loved Stratego. We used to have little Stratego tournaments in sixth grade. We go over to this kid's house, these twin brothers, and one day they were smoking cigarettes in sixth grade. I was just blown away. But I went home, and my mom's like, why the hell are they smoking cigarettes while you're playing Stratego? And we were sixth grade, and these kids were lighting heaters. What do you think of that, Suter?
They wanted to have a cigarette.
Lung darts in sixth grade.
It was okay for you then.
What? Yeah, it was healthy for you. When did you start smoking? How old?
I mean, full time. I was 18.
18. When did you start dabbling?
We snuck into the Captain Irish house and smoked cigarettes there. I don't know. 13, 14, 15.
What'd you snuck into what?
The Captain Irish's house. There was a big old abandoned house. I can't even explain where it is.
What street was it on?
It wasn't on a street. It was on a property.
In Iowa City?
Yes.
What part of town? North, south, east?
I'm trying to think. It was kind of, I think, in the Hickory Hill.
Okay, that would make sense.
Area.
So was it like a haunted house?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Hello.
Hola.
Tom?
Yes.
Yes. Captain Irish House, 1415 East Davenport Street, was the home of Carl and Janet Getz for years. After sitting in ruin since old Irish lady moved out, Jane Irish lived there for years.
Uh-huh.
And about 1960 or 62, it sat vacant, and the Getz family bought it and lived there till about 8 years ago.
So when did they buy it?
They would have bought it in probably 62 or 63.
It seems to me
it would have been vacant for a few years prior to that.
Yeah, but we weren't 10 and 11 when we snuck into the house. We were a little older than that, so I think more like 65 and 6 would work for me, but I could be wrong.
That, and I could be wrong too, but that's... And the house was built in 1848.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Is it still around?
Well, a lot of history there.
Don't know.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Thanks,
and
Bill.
Keep cool.
And Bill's got his 4th of July thing.
Yeah, antique show. It's a hell of a show, too. We have attended that in the past.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
There's a lot going on, Captain, except for not a lot of Hawkeye stuff going on.
I wasted 2 hours this weekend on Tubi, the app Tubi, which is free, watching Payback with Mel Gibson.
Well, you know what they say about Payback.
Yeah, it's a bitch.
It's an MF-er.
Yeah. Well, this guy, this Mel Gibson guy, was no good, and he got screwed. They stole $140,000, and he wanted his half.
Yeah.
$70,000, and he got screwed out of it, and then he gets into it with the mob, and they tried to, at one point, they tried to give him $140,000, and he only wanted $70,000 of it. They didn't understand that. It was just...
Sounds really stupid.
It was really stupid. The whole thing. It was convoluted, but it had like a lot of big people in it.
We watched the whole Bear season 5.
Yeah.
And enjoyed that. But it looked to me, you know, I know they said the 5th and final season for the Bear, they didn't really end anything. To me, it looks like they could easily do more seasons if they wanted to, but my guess is the two bigger stars want too much money, and so they ain't going to do anymore. That's my guess.
What's the Bear?
It's Jeremy Allen White stars as a chef, a troubled chef. He went to a big city and became a famous chef, all written up nationally, everything. Came back to Chicago where they had a local beef restaurant, okay? And he turned it into a 5-star restaurant. And it's the tension between the chefs and getting the food out, getting a $190 a plate average, and the tension getting out the food perfect. And I loved it. I thought it was fascinating.
Well, you worked at Lum's.
Yes. Yeah, a little different.
That didn't sound like that would work for me.
Well,
it has a lot of tension at Lum's.
What is Lum's?
Lum's was a
restaurant. Ironically, a beef restaurant.
Yeah, it was. And
here in town?
Well, it was here in town. It was all over. My folks had a franchise.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I met Jan.
And it was a place you'd go to get, like, steak sandwiches and stuff like that?
You'd get sliced the best beef roast beef sandwiches ever.
They were the best.
And I remember Bishop's used to have good roast beef sandwiches without juice.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember getting my first roast beef sandwich, I think, was at Bishop's. You guys have gone to Bishop's, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have one up here?
I don't know.
Did they ever have one up here?
I don't know if they had
one. CCR had one, I think.
See, we had one at Merle Hay Mall.
They had one in the Quad Cities.
We had it at Merle Hay Mall. You get the tray, and you literally go around the...
Yeah.
And you load up as you go. And at the very end, it was French silk pie.
We sold beef sandwiches like Arby's, only way...
Way better.
Way better.
And Arby's aren't bad.
No, they're not bad. Arby's.
I love their sauce.
I'm not dissing them. I just...
No, I know. I mean...
These were... roasted right there on the premises, and then they were finished by cooking them in their own juices, and they were seasoned with Lowry's.
I mean, Arby's, so good. Arby's used to have a sandwich called the Big Montana. You remember it? It was a massive.
I never ordered it.
I ordered it. It was a massive. It was their roast beef sandwich, like triple size, but they got rid of that years ago. The Big Montana.
Where the mall stands now downtown, we had a heap big beef when I went to school there, and it was a giant metallic teepee.
Keep big beef,
You could get the chief or the squaw or the papoose.
Okay.
Three sizes. It was the most.
It's true.
Roast beef sandwiches aren't cheap now.
No.
I ordered one, a 6-inch at Subway a while back. I usually never get roast beef. And I didn't. Just the sandwich itself was almost $10 because of the price of beef.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was really expensive.
That was the most ridiculous thing
it was
I've
good,
ever
though.
Seen. It was good, but you know, you got the Pentecrest, and then you glance to your left, and there's a giant metallic TP.
So did your place Lums it? I assume it had French fries and everything?
It had French fries.
Oh, the best French fries with Lowry seasoning salt.
And the hot dog steamed in beef and the Lum burger.
Okay, my favorite French fries now.
Yeah, steamed in beer.
My favorite French fries now would probably be Freddy's. I love their French fries.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah, I love
their
French
fries. You know who's got good French fries is Coach's Corner.
I haven't had theirs.
Yeah, they are good.
I like the small. I mean, I like Steak and Shakes, too. They're similar to Freddy's. I like those small ones. Because they're always crispy.
Well,
I mean, like those fries we got the other
shake
day.
Now makes them in lard.
Do they?
Well, yeah, they got rid of the healthy stuff. And
so, I mean, like the other day we ate there, my only complaint with the French fries were they just were undercooked. I still think that had they been cooked right, the flavor would have been all right.
Yeah, probably.
But they were just kind of soggy and undercooked.
But I don't want them too well done.
I'd rather have mine well done than undercooked. I'm like that with about anything. Pizza, fish, anything. Stuff undercooked is gross. Other than maybe a steak. You can go a medium rare steak.
Pork, but, you can get...
pork, you can get sick.
Yeah. Well, chicken, you can get sick, too.
Yeah, you need to be careful with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could probably eat undercooked pork a little bit. I could undercook chickens like eating undercooked eggs. Just, ugh. That's even hard to even grasp.
Yuck, or even any eggs.
Oh, no, a good omelet, man. Ugh. Good omelet sounds. I love a good omelet. Don't eat them very often, but man, when I eat them, I enjoy them.
A fried egg sandwich.
Fried egg sandwich.
Slice of cheese. Yum.
2 pieces of bread, 2 pieces of bacon, an egg. You got a great sandwich at home.
Yum, yum.
You put bacon on anything in it.
Yum, yum, yum. Except egg.
Yeah, I don't know. You put bacon on peanut butter.
I don't.
Oh, God.
It's good. Don't.
Never done that.
I'm not a big bacon on pizza fan either. I've never
had that. Ooh, it's awful good.
Italian sausage and pepperoni are my...
Well, they're my favorites, but pizza is a home run, my friend.
I mean, I've had it before. It just, I don't like, certain things don't mix well with me. And that was, I love bacon on BLTs and other sandwiches and I love it in potato salad and stuff like that, but just not on pizza.
A bacon pizza from... Wig and Pan East is a thing of beauty.
I'd rather have a Italian sausage and pepperoni from Wig and Pan East.
Yes, I have. And it's great.
Oh, anything from Wig and Pan East is damn good.
Yeah, and if the pizza's good, it's going to taste good. I mean, there's a lot of places in this town to get decent pizza.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Different kinds of pizza, too.
That no, there really true. Is. No.
No, we got a lot of good pizza options.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of good options in this town for food in general.
It is true.
But when it's this hot, it's...
What are we doing for lunch?
You guys should go eat outside a patio somewhere.
Yeah, are we having lunch? Or?
Oh, we can. Sure. I don't have any...
We're not eating outside.
Eat outside at a patio.
No.
I don't think
get
so.
Get like chicken wings. You really spicy chicken wings.
You can't tell me what to do.
Spicy chicken wings at an outdoor patio. I think that's got your guys' name written all over it. A couple hot cups of coffee to wash it down.
There you go. God, that sounds great, Pat.
My
Thanks
guess is,
for the
do you
idea.
Think there'll be any patios open today? I guess they're open. Do you
think they'll be open.
Would anyone choose to be on a patio?
Do you know, maybe? I was it last year or the year before we ended up at, it had to be the year before, we ended up at Village Inn. And there was a sign saying, and it was like this, and there was a sign saying, our air conditioner is broken. And, you know, we looked inside, and it was a steam bath, and there was nobody in there.
Oh, I imagine
why
that.
Would you? Yeah.
Zero in there.
I remember just recently I walked into Subway, and for some reason it was unseasonably warm, and they didn't have the air on. It was like 95. I just turned around. I felt so sorry for those people.
A lot of these places now.
Isn't the air conditioning coordinated with?
Yeah, they can't control it.
Until it's a certain date or something like that.
Yeah.
I felt it was so warm in there. Because remember, we had some really unseasonably warm weather earlier this spring.
Well, some of the chains, they control, you know, like, it's like radio, basically. They control it from New York or something. And they set the temperatures, and the employees, the manager can't
God,
even
that would suck.
Screw
so have you been back to that place since we went the other
no.
day?
Well,
I haven't either. No. I mean, I will. I'll do it again.
No, it was real good.
No, it was. I mean, I wasn't quite as impressed as you were because the fries really disappointed me. Because I like French fries, and they were.
I'm kind of tired of French fries, to be honest.
But there's not a lot of other. Did they have potato? Did they have tater tots?
No.
What were the other options? Do you
they
remember?
They had mac cheese.
That'd be worth trying.
Maybe okay, this coleslaw.
This is that smash burger, the thing that opened up where Emilio's and Marcos used to be.
Yeah.
We both happened to go there at the same time after the radio show.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
And when we were there, there was probably, what, 7-8 people waiting?
Yeah, it was.
They got hit right. I mean, we were there right at about 11, too. They had just opened. And
did they remodel it any?
Not really.
Not really.
No.
It's no, I mean, it's. Yeah, same setup.
I liked it.
What is?
I mean, I did.
Well, I liked Emilio's, and I liked.
Yeah, I liked them both.
Marcos.
My problem with Marcos, it was just the helpings were a little small for what you paid, but everything was good.
They had a great lunch special, though. A bunch of tater tots.
They did, and you could get a grilled cheese with tater tots for like $7 or $8.
Yeah,
but if you wanted like an Italian beef, that's when you. Yeah. And they had really good Italian beef. They just weren't huge.
Yeah.
They weren't very big. But no, the burger we had the other day, I was impressed.
Yeah,
it was good.
It was too.
No, it was good. Yeah. They just need to be a little faster, and I'm wondering if that will come with a little more time. Because what we waited 20 minutes, didn't we?
About 15, 20, yeah.
But, you know, there were a lot of people waiting in line. But, yeah, hopefully it works. I mean, we need
hope so.
We need more eating establishments.
Well,
we
do.
We want a lot. Any business that opens up, you want it to work.
Well, I was hoping that they'd open up some restaurants on Scott Boulevard, but all they seem to be opening up there are warehouses. That's turned into a massive...
That's how it's zoned, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've put up a ton of warehouses just in the last few months over there on Scott Boulevard. So, but... Well, have we missed anything Hawk-related?
There isn't anything Hawk-related really going on. So if we missed it, I don't know.
And July is when actually the football program kind of shuts down. I mean, this is when the coaches are able to get away and take vacations and what have you. And July 4th holiday is really when it starts. Are we doing a show on the 4th? It's Saturday.
We haven't even talked about it.
Well, you guys decide.
We'll talk
about
it.
You guys decide and just let me know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, everybody, stay cool.
Stay cool. Molly Suter is next. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.